Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 9th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden addresses the nation. The Trump campaign takes the vote to the courts. Some states still have not counted all the ballots. Also ahead, how Trump voters are reacting to the election. But first, former Vice President and perhaps President-elect Joe Biden addressing the nation Saturday night after the media called the race for him. But his status as President-elect will not be official until December 14th. All 50 states and the District of Columbia have another month to officially certify the results and cast their electoral votes for either Biden or Trump. On December 14th, the delegates declare a winner. That's how our system works. Until then, the American people deserve answers to some questions. First, what percentage of the vote in battleground states like Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and Wisconsin arrived after November 3rd? In some places, votes can be counted only if they're postmarked up until Election Day. But other states have other rules. We need one standard in this country, obviously. Of the mail-in vote totals, what percentage went to Joe Biden? What percentage went to Donald Trump? Are those stats consistent with poll voting? What percentage of all votes in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Fulton County, Georgia, Detroit, and Milwaukee went to Biden? Current results show voters in urban Pennsylvania choosing Biden by 3-1, but we should know the official stats. Next, what prevented officials in Nevada, Alaska, and Arizona from actually counting the vote? Did Nevada's last-minute voting rule changes have any impact? Florida can count votes quickly, but Arizona cannot? Why? Finally, why wasn't North Carolina called for Donald Trump when his lead there was insurmountable? It was shocking to many to see how many mail-in ballots in the battlegrounds turned what were likely Trump states into Biden situations. So we need clarity. Also today, Pfizer announced the COVID vaccine works 6 days after the vote. In a moment, how Trump voters are really feeling about the election. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, angry voters. More than 70 million Americans voted for President Trump, the most in history, except for Joe Biden. He got 4 million more. At least that's what the official popular vote tally is at this point. But some of those Biden votes may be bogus, as we discussed. It is incredible that President Trump received so many votes. That's a true statement. It is incredible. Even if he loses, Trump will go down to Palm Beach knowing he got more votes than Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Warren Harding. But why did Mr. Trump get so much validation last Tuesday? Two reasons. First, he succeeded in putting money in the pockets of working people. The Trump economy allowed more reward in the marketplace. Can Joe Biden duplicate that? Second, millions of Americans despise the Trump haters who are on display every hour on the hour. It's amazing, but some anti-Trumpers are so vile, they made the bombastic president look sympathetic. We all know the hit list. Phony Russian allegations, irresponsible impeachment, defamatory media, looters, arsonists, socialist politicians, on and on. So let me be very clear. The Get Trump and Destroy Traditional America movements motivated the pro-Trump vote and caused Republicans to keep the Senate, which is vital. But now, across the land, there is wreckage. The entire election is suspect because some liberal places presented a massive amount of Biden votes after Election Day. Many believe the fix was in. The old saying goes like this: perception is reality. The election of 2020 is tainted forever. Also, the corporate media is finished. Companies like Disney, which owns ABC, allow commentators to smear any American who even voted for Donald Trump. Would Disney have allowed irresponsible broadcasters to attack Obama voters? No. Regular folks of all political views now understand the media is corrupt, generally speaking. Older Americans have a basis of comparison because they watch Cronkite and Mike Wallace. CNN? Sure. AT&T must be very proud. Expect the CNN boss to leave his job soon. So tens of millions supported President Trump largely because they are angry about how he was treated. Yes, you can make an argument that the president brought some of it on himself, but that hypothesis falls apart when the Russian collusion fiasco is evaluated, and the Hunter Biden blackout, and the unending chaos the Washington establishment brought to the Trump administration. So more than 70 million voters essentially said blank you to that establishment. That may not console the president or his supporters, but it is a fact. And anti-establishment anger is growing with every newly discovered mail-in ballot. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, big bestseller, great Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The 2020 election now in the books. Voters in predictable battleground states narrowly sending Joe Biden to Washington for the next 4 years. At least, that's where it stands now. And the nation was focused on a very unusual place for most of last week, Nevada. That state has about 1.3 million registered voters, 680,000 Democrats, 590,000 Republicans. For 5 days, Nevada, with a population of just 3 million, about half of what Houston has, was completely unable to count their votes. Here's why. In August, Nevada secretly passed Assembly Bill 4 in the middle of the night. That legislation guaranteed every registered voter in the state a mail-in ballot for the general election. Supporters claim the move would shorten wait times and protect residents from COVID. Critics said the entirely new process would cause a disaster on Election Day, and they were right. Incompetent officials in Nevada blanketed the region with ballots, duplicates, incorrect names, outdated addresses, even sending documents to dead people. When it came time to count the votes, poll workers were understaffed and uneducated on how the process works. The ballots are first sent through a machine in Nevada that verifies the data. Election staffers then examine each signature on every vote. Later, a review is done to make sure the total number of ballots processed matches the number received. If the counts are wrong, the whole process starts again. That's chaotic. The polls in Nevada closed at 7 p.m. last Tuesday night. As of today, just 94% of the vote has been counted. And here's something else you might not know. If you think things are bad in Nevada, it's even worse in Alaska. That state has a population of 700,000. They have counted less than 60% of the vote. Come on, Alaska. Now, Alaska has 3 electoral votes, Nevada 6. They will not decide the election. Alaska will go for Trump, Nevada probably for Biden. But please, let's stop the madness. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.